Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at the Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas, and I'm here with Anthony Minetti, who's president of Bentley Prince Street. Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for seeing me this morning, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Let's start out. I rarely get a chance to sit down with you. Let's just talk about business conditions overall. Talk a little bit about how business is going for you.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the first quarter was flat. It was a little bit tough on the business side of order entry. I mean, that was really tied to what I would say is still this pent-up demand in the corporate segment and setting an expectation that I think is starting to come through here in the second quarter versus the first quarter. So it's definitely turning around. And, you know, we see the year, you know, with some slight growth for us as the industry is growing slightly.
Well, Anthony, one of the things that many people know is that, I mean, you're known for better goods. You're more expensive goods. And, you know, one of the things I find at being at this show is that while you are known for expensive, better in goods, you actually have come up with some pretty good solutions for the hospitality market, which is very cost sensitive. Haven't you?
Oh, without a question. I mean, if you look at, you know, we want to continue to sell solutions. You know, we're probably one of the only companies out there talking about solutions versus the whole world should be modular or it should be broadloom. I think it's really, for us, it's about selling options and solutions for the customer and value add. And for us, we see a big opportunity for us in area rugs. We see a big opportunity for us in our printed program. And that is, again, more cost effective than some of the things that we've done with the woven line, Global Vistas. Now we have Global Innovations and naturally some of the new products that Valerie Ottaviano and our team have designed, more aggressive on some new equipment with less face weight, but having nice patterns to them, again, will help us get into other price points that maybe previously we weren't able to get into.
Some of the designers that come to this space, you have Oscar Worthy here in a very vivid tangerine color, which I think is the number one Pantone color this year. This Oscar Worthy you have both in modular and broadloom, and so you're able to show the designer exactly how the two different work, right?
Without a question. And, you know, Oscar Worthy, we won the IIDA award for that product that's hitting the market well. We feel really strongly about in the hospitality segment that we're able to offer tile and broadloom, and in the broadloom piece of the market, we can do it with contact release, so no adhesive. That has been well received here. Again, where, you know, we have hotels who are turning rooms, and the biggest thing is revenue for them to keep those rooms occupied. This enables them to, you know, do something fast without having to use adhesive and or stretch in using contact release. So we think a combination of broadloom and tile is where the market is heading still, and we're going to continue down the path of selling those solutions.
So when you look at Bentley Prince Street, I mean, you have a wide option for the A&D market because you've talked about the rugs, you've talked about modular, you've talked about broadloom, you're known for design. But one of the things on the left side of your space here, you have this very vivid print. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, Global Innovations is really state-of-the-art technology. You can maximize color penetration to really give a program on a product that has stain inhibitance built into the face fiber. And it gives us an opportunity to really control thousands of colors in one product. So Global Innovations for us is going to give us more of our entry-level collection, if you will, to get into certain hospitality segments. And then if an upgrade is looked for, then we have the woven collection called Global Vistas. So between the two, there's just a wealth of product there that can be maximized at multiple price points to work a particular budget.
Now, I'm not shooting video. I wish I was, because I wish people could see on this print collection here exactly the vividness and the 3D that you're able to do with this. And is this print technology, is this a new investment for you?
It is. It's a new investment. It's a partnership. As you know, we talk about partnerships all the time. We love our partnership with Crossville. We love what we're doing with Parterre. Again, as I look to the future for Bentley Prince Street, we are not a low-cost producer, and we have to sell value. And the way our sales force can go out and sell value is to offer multiple products and multiple solutions. That's why we have Global Innovations. That's why we have Global Investors and Flat Weaves. And again, the partnerships with these other companies allows us to really get a better picture on what the customer is asking for, the opportunity for us to design with them and look at color trends, all of that wealth of listening better for what our customers wants, I think is going to enable us to continue to sustain ourselves as a company. So
we're at a huge show, a lot of A&D people walking around. So most people are talking about fashion design, which again, that's what Bentley's known for. You've made some investments in some color point technology through Card Monroe. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I think you bought several machines last year, and you've just brought two more.
Yeah, I mean, tufting operations for us is we definitely are upgrading. We want to, you know, speed the market for us, and clearly now it's the new equipment that we're getting on the 12 gauge side allows us to, you know, again, enhance our carpet tile offering whilst continuing to work on customs and do the things that we do best as a company. We are really excited about the flexibility we have with this equipment to bring to the market with less lower face weight products, very dense, and also give some real pattern to it as well, making it a tile and broadloom. So, yeah, I think you'll see us continue to invest in equipment. That's one of the things that have been really important to us over the last 7-8 years, you know, with our new tile line and now some upgrading and tufting. We're really banking on the future for Bentley Print Street to continue to be bright.
So this specifically, this hospitality market, you're seeing some growth there. And where you fit mostly based on price points and everything is in the public space area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and it is such good that you said that. I do feel the hospitality is coming back slightly. You know, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick. The show is, you know, getting some good traffic here today. And I think it'll, you know, progressively this week get stronger. We have a lot of good set appointments. But I definitely say that, you know, our product is well suited for the public areas, public spaces. You know, we're doing a lot of area rugs for specific hotel chains and such. So I think it's for us is focus on what we do well and where we can bring value to a client.
Now, you were just in the news personally recently. I think you were named chairman of the board of Anew. Talk just briefly about that, if you would.
Oh, Anew is very important to our industry. I think for me, it's something that we can, again, give back. And it is a social sustainability effort for me personally. And clearly, our company, Bentley Print Street, supports Anew, as does a lot of the furniture companies. And Anew is something that's been near and dear to me for a while. And what we're able to do there is take back furniture and repurpose it for underprivileged areas where they just can't afford furniture and they can't afford carpeting and they can't afford things. And this is schools, this is public safety buildings, this is things we've sent to Africa and Mexico and other countries. And it's something that instead of going to a landfill, the furniture gets put back into good use for people who really, really need it. So, yeah, so as chairman, my goal is to see it as a nonprofit continue to grow and prosper for years to come.
Now, that's not the only area where you spend a lot of your personal time. Another thing that you do, you're recognized in Orange County or actually in that whole L.A. area for a lot of the philanthropic things you do there. Talk briefly about that, if you would.
Well, I think, you know, for us, you know, we build a strengths-based culture out of Bentley Print Street. We really want our people to see themselves as more than working for a carpet company, and we get a lot of buy-in, and we do that by the things that we do to show our companies, I would say, the social side of our company, where our people are able to participate and give back to the communities, and we do that not only locally, but nationally. Our sales force has that same mindset. So for me, it is always about how can we, as a company, and me personally, how can we give back to ensure those who in need are getting supported?
Okay, great, Anthony. Good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Anthony Minetti at Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.